The Roxbury International Film Festival, now in its 20th year, begins tonight. One of the dozens of films to be screened is Black Memorabilia, an exploration of racist artifacts and the people who produce and consume them. Here's WBUR arts reporter Maria Garcia.
Black Memorabilia begins in a remote Chinese village, with a family of iron workers whose ancestors have worked the same mines for hundreds of years. After a long day's work, they gather to watch television, where they see news of racial unrest in the U.S. The next day, the family goes back to work, making hundreds of objects called Jolly N-word banks. They're reproductions of vintage coin banks. Picture an iron bobblehead, a cartoonish, racist depiction of a black man with exaggerated features.
Well, I, like everyone, I've always had some kind of relationship to black memorabilia. It's inescapable, right?
This is documentary filmmaker Chico Colvard. He's also a professor at Mass Art.
I was the first one to run to the TV and watch Little Rascals and not realize how racist the imagery of buckwheat and how damaging that imagery was in my relationship with my white friends.
In Black Memorabilia, Colvard also features a white Southern antique dealer named Joy, who sells these racist artifacts.
Right now, black history is probably the hottest collectible going.
That's Joy at a Black Memorabilia antique show.
Seems like if it's anything that relates to a black person at all, somebody brings it out to that show.
Unlike the caricature, dehumanizing objects that Joy peddles, Colvard presents her in a nuanced, fully human way.
I really wanted to begin exploring sort of ways to move beyond, I guess, indicting people, really, because it just didn't seem like a non-starter to me.
Colvard said he wanted to subvert the expectation that as a black filmmaker, he'd have to unpack his feelings about the memorabilia in his film.
I resisted being the angry black man. Intentionally so. It's not that I'm not angry. It's not that I'm not black. I'm all of those things. But I thought this conversation could go further if I did something a little bit more subversive, a little bit differently.
In the last act of the film, Colvard introduces us to Alexandria Smith. She's a black artist who uses blackface in performance and visual art. In one scene, she dresses like a little girl she's imagined, wearing a floral prairie dress, her face painted with deep black paint, and a pillowcase over her head with big holes around the eyes that reveal her painted skin. Smith feels uncomfortable in the costume, she says, but it somehow also feels necessary.
By reclaiming it, I'm trying to take ownership of it and control and power away from those that were using it to hurt us.
Colvard's documentary is a thought-provoking meditation on how society still thirsts for these racist objects and how those who trade in them profit while others feel the weight of their harm. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.